Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, I give you a warm and hearty welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show on every 6:30, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock at times on Saturday and Sunday. And you're really going to enjoy this presentation tonight because I'm going to be talking about the church reemerges, where it is growing, why it is reemerging, and where it is reemerging. And possibly it may be leaving the West, North America, and Europe, but it may return for the reasons I will indicate in this show. Of course, nobody's suppressing Jesus, and he will go where he will and rule where he wishes. So, and that the eventuality of Jesus being eliminated from any society is extremely limited and unlikely, since Jesus is God and rules the world as God. He made that claim in the New Testament to be God, to forgive sins, and to heal people and to raise from the dead, and that was his undoubted claim to be God. And if you're a church member and a Christian, if you don't believe that, then I suggest you go into another organization such as the Lions Club or Ethical Culture, where you'd be more comfortable. I want to talk about a little bit of my background. This is a politically incorrect show. Namely, we're not in for media lies or media falsehoods or media lack of truth, or we aim for critical thought and honest discernment and honest thinking and getting at the truth and the facts. The second thing is factor that motivates me as a person is that I am a Christian and I'm not about to change that position or alter it. I've been that since my baptism in 1948 and my confirmation at the age of 12, and I'm not altering that view, having attended Princeton Theological Seminary and served as a Lutheran pastor at one point. And so I adhere to the ancient creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene and Athanasian Creed, and the full authority of Holy Scripture. These are positions which the historical faith has embraced for many, many years, and they're not changing at all, despite fads and incursions of the secular society. Third thing is that I run two radio shows, a podcast show, and this Blog Talk radio show, and many people from Muslim countries and countries all over the world visit these shows, including China, atheist, agnostic China. These are Christian orientation shows, and many people, and particularly the Blog Talk radio show, visit from India, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Japan, and countries in Europe such as Finland, the United Kingdom, and Germany, and Belgium. Fourth thing is that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books. I'm just completing a book on the Psalms, and we'll be looking for a publisher. I have formatting another book of my blogs, my religious blogs on the interpretations of the Gospels and the prayer and the matter of prayer. And I hope that book will be informative and helpful to people, as I hope the book on the Psalms will be. I've written five books that I think you should take note of. Atheism in the Christian Worldview, which has sold quite well all over the world, including three Dutch universities and University of Marburg and many universities in the University of California system. And it's been a national, international, wide seller. And also I have a book on the Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, bought by several Ivy League universities, Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania. Finally, I wrote a book on the parables, all my interpretations of 41 of the parables, and these have been posted on social media and my website, and for the benefit of those who are interested in my interpretations of the parables. That is as much as I wish to say tonight about my work. I could say more, but I want to discuss this matter of what is going on with the church and how can we understand it. Now, when I was a young person in the 60s, early 70s, it was said God is dead, and some people carried buttons saying he's alive and well in Mexico City. Now, these times have altered a bit, and you might say that since then, where God was dead and said to be dead, religion's made a comeback and even gained some power that it previously lacked. For example, the election of Jimmy Carter, who pronounced himself a born-again Christian, Christian belief in the United States in its conservative Protestant form has gained some acceptance. So Jimmy Carter was a born-again Christian, and he pronounced Christian that position, gained some acceptance in our society because of that. And then with the election of Ronald Reagan, evangelical Christianity became allied with the Republican Party on certain social issues, specifically abortion and homosexuality. Of course, there's more to the Christian faith than opposition to abortion and homosexuality, but that was what the evangelical Christians allied themselves with the Republican Party. Whether for good or bad, I don't know. I don't think that God need be a Republican or a Democrat, and I think that there are many factors that make for a Christian, including concern for the poor and underclass, that are equally important as opposing abortion and homosexuality. However, since that, people in Europe and the United States have sort of identified themselves as atheists, or at least secular and non-Christian. It's particularly true in Europe. And this position has been advancing in the United States, and I think the reason for it in Europe and the United States is the great emphasis on material possessions and wealth as a measurement and criteria and measuring the worth, the value of many people. So, at the present time, because of our emphasis on materialism and wealth, secular, agnostic, and atheistic beliefs are held by many people, particularly in the fairly educated group and wealthier classes of society in the West. So, that's about it. We receded away from Christian belief in the United States and Europe, and seculars, agnostic, and atheistic beliefs have advanced in our societies, United States and Europe. But I think you have to understand that Christian belief has a greater appeal to the poor and those with less material wealth. And this may be the reason for this, is that one has some money, he is less dependent on religious belief and faith, since wealth creates some degree of spiritual independence. It's a reason for it. Christianity has greater appeal to the poor, and always did. The followers of Christ were sinners, poor people, criminals, moral reprobates, and ritual law sinners. And he associated largely with the poor. And in fact, he chose his disciples, two fishermen and a tax collector. And it was said of him that who is this man that eats with publicans and sinners? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? So Jesus sort of associated with the poorer classes. And we have to assume that Christianity has a greater appeal to the poor than those with some material wealth, which makes them sort of independent. Nevertheless, for many educated, upper-mass, middle-class people in the Western world, religion, Christianity, and the person of Christ and his message have become irrelevant and unacceptable. I think this is true. Many well-educated, upper-mass, middle-class people, prosperous in the West, reject Christianity and religion as irrelevant. In fact, I remember one colleague of mine, a lawyer in my office, said that the Bible is a bunch of fairy tales. And a cab driver in Amsterdam said the same. And many young people have pronounced themselves atheists to me. However, I have to say the church at this point and claim of Christ to be the Son of God or connected to God and his promise that those who accept him will have eternal life is presently irrelevant to many people to their next vacation or the purchase of their next car or their next restaurant meal. However, we have to understand, as I say, that Christianity appeals more to the poorer classes, and the church continues to reemerge itself and reinvent itself in the world. It has declined in the West, it is increasing other places. For example, for 60 years, the church was suppressed in Russia, and it has reemerged there today, and many people attend religious functions in the Orthodox Church, as well as Catholic and Protestant churches. And so, for every declining mainline church in the West, there is in the inner city slums street churches. Salvation Army is present. And I go to downtown Manhattan on 14th Street. There's a very large Salvation Army outlet. And we have to remember the Salvation Army has been going into the ghettos and poorer sections of the cities for 150 years. That is their commitment. As I said, for the Orthodox Church has gone, made a comeback in Russia despite suppression of 60 years by the communists. And for every mainline church in the West that's declining, there are street churches in these cities. And for every non-believing Westerner that looks down with contempt on religious people, on Christian people, there's an African who is daily being baptized on a regular basis. Africans are very, very enthusiastic Christians. Many of them are. In fact, I once knew a Jesuit priest from Nigeria who told me that he went out in the countryside of Nigeria and baptized over 100 people a day. The church, so I have to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, the church has experienced huge growth in Africa, Asia, and South America. And for every secular, wealthy Westerner who laughs and mocks at Christ and his church and promise of eternal life, there are those in these societies, rather than the West, all over the world, a church is being built, a Christian community meeting, and new forms of Christian belief emerging. So for the church's experience has reemerged from the West temporarily to experience enormous growth in Africa, Asia, and South America. For every clever, secular, wealthy Westerner who laughs and mocks at the claim of Christ and his promise of eternal life and freedom from sin for those who believe in him, there are current societies other than the West all over the world every day, a church being built, a Christian community meeting, and new forms of Christian belief emerging. I personally have many contact with African Christians, and the church has experienced huge growth in Africa, as well as Asia and Pakistan, as well as India and Pakistan, where I have contact with Christian people in those places. But what are we going to say about Jesus? Is he gone? Is he irrelevant? Much as the elite laugh at the claims of Christ, he continues to reemerge everywhere and every place. One can conclude that much as the world would like to discount Christian church and would like to discount Christ as the Savior and Redeemer of the world, he cannot be suppressed. We'll found in other places and at other times in different and new and reinvented ways. I would also caution my listeners that there are many Africans and Asians coming to this country who are very zealous Christians, and they may well transform our society once again in Europe and the United States in the image of Christ. Very likely. And much as people laugh at the claims of Christ, he continues, as I say, to reemerge everywhere and every place, whether India, Pakistan, or Vietnam, or Africa. One can conclude that much as the elite of the world would like to discount Christ and the church as backward and stupid, he cannot be suppressed and will be found and will reemerge in different places in new and reinvented ways. I urge you to consider the proposition that the church will and does reemerge continually and reinvents itself. If you want to know more about this topic, look at chapter 5 of my book, Essays on Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, pages 15 and 16, entitled The Church Reemerges. I think you'll find it interesting and inventive and revealing, and you will gain some truth in a world which is very confused with lies and misstatements and confusion. this chapter will clear up a lot of confusion on this issue. And as I said, this Jesuit priest that I knew, an African, baptized 100 people a day, and these people are still being baptized and coming into the kingdom of Christ. I ask you to reconsider your position, young people, on the church, and give it new thought before embracing shallow secularism and materialism. All right, thanks very much. Hope you've enjoyed it.